Well, Coach, I know it was a tough decision here to leave Garden City after just 2 years, but you get to head back home. And I guess, when was this decision made, and how quick of a decision was it for you?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, it kind of just fell into place this last week. And it was really Wednesday into Thursday. It just kind of happened. And again, the opportunity to go home, you know, I don't think we get too many opportunities in life to where you get a chance to go home and, you know, coach at your alma mater and try to restore the program to what it once was. And and that's the thing. If it wasn't home, I wouldn't leave Garden City. Garden City's a fantastic place, and I've had a great experience here.
And of course, 2 years ago, you came in from Oklahoma there, Woodward, Oklahoma there, and came in. First year was 10-11, and then this past season, what a run, running to Junction City in the finals there and finish. You double your win total from last year to the next year at 20-2. And I guess over your 2 years, what have been some of your memorable things that you've seen with your program and a quick turnaround?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing you look at, of course, was this second year with us winning the WAC championship, going undefeated in the conference, and going 20-2 overall, and our only two losses to Wichita Heights, who was state runner-up, and Junction City, who got beat by Wichita Heights in the first round of the state tournament. So, again, those are two respectable losses if you're going to have any of those. But, again, yeah, just the – when you look at everything encompassing, I look at the first year, just the attitudes of everybody had, the willingness to buy in, to listen and to trust. And that's one thing I miss, is just the positive attitudes and the willingness and the eagerness of everybody to learn, and because everybody wants to win. And that's one thing I miss.
The buy-in definitely was big there this past year, but what have you seen here with what is going to be coming up here for the future for Garden City?
Well, again, coming in from both middle schools, I think there's a talented freshman class that's going to be coming in. The sophomore class, I think, again, there's going to be some more talent there. Our junior class, I think, has some bigger kids and some guards that can play. And then, of course, returning the seniors, the three seniors that are returning that got majority of the playing time was Emilio Zunt, Colton Davis, and Brody Burns. Those are the three that I think are going to have to carry the load next year. And I fully anticipate that they'll do a good job at that.
And you, I know we talked a little bit before we went on with this interview here. There was a lot of things that you guys were able to turn around. What's been probably the biggest turnaround for you guys, maybe outside of the out of the arena?
I would say just everybody's willingness to understand that, you know, if you're going to win at a high level, you have to put time in the off season. And that's the one thing that this group of young men has done the past few years, is as far as during the summer, during the preseason, and then immediately after the season for the off season. I mean, there's guys in the gym, there's guys in the weight room. I mean, there's a core group that understands what you have to do. And that's one reason I say the future is bright, because as long as they continue to do that, good things are going to happen.
What's probably been, or I should say, what was your memorable game that you had as a Buffalo head coach?
Man, there's a lot of them. You know, the saying is, yeah, you remember your wins more than your losses. Well, at least I do, because I try not to think about the losses. But I would say probably the Hayes game at home to clinch the conference championship was, you know, probably one of the most memorable. Just with the garden was packed and the atmosphere was electric, and it was an amazing experience that night.
Absolutely. And you know, that was big for you guys, especially to dethrone Hayes, who had been a longtime league champion.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and I think the reason for that was, yeah, they were league champion, and it was a home game for us, and And then I didn't even realize this until after the season was over, but somebody, I forget who even told me, but when we went to Hayes and we won at Hayes, we snapped their, I don't even know what their winning streak was for their WAC home winning streak. And again, this group this past year was special. And that's the one thing that I can hang my hat on. They played extremely hard, but they got along great off the court, and they were special.
All right. Now, looking ahead to your timeline, I know you'll be packing up here soon here to go home there and to West Virginia. But I guess talk about the school that you grew up at, your alma mater, that you're going to be able to take over here this coming year.
Logan High School in West Virginia. It's a blue blood, if you will, if you're talking about high school basketball in the state. That job and that program is known throughout the entire state. They have 7 state championships, I believe 5 runners up, I believe 40 state tournament appearances, 70 sectional championships. It is a tradition rich program. And, they went to the state tournament 2 years ago. But again, there's a coaching change and just trying to get it back on track. And they haven't won a state title since 2010, whenever I was an assistant on the staff there. So again, we're trying to turn it around and get it back on track to what it once was.
I know that has to be pretty exciting for a lot of the alumnus and also probably some old friends of yours. You'd be coaching maybe some of their sons now?
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. A guy that I played ball with, played on the state championship team with, his son is a freshman. And again, it's exciting. I'm excited to go back and, coach my alma mater where I used to wear the jersey. And again, just try to restore it and bring back some pride and glory.
All right. Well, thank you for the time here, Coach. You did a great job of really energizing the Garden City High School basketball program in your short 2 years. And thanks again for the time here this evening.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.